driven by Briggs Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go.
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you. John Kurtz is down in Florida for K-State baseball. Yes, baseball season is approaching very, very quickly. K-State starts it off tomorrow down in Florida. They'll play four games down there, and you'll be able to hear them here on News Radio KMAN. In this second hour, a lot of talk about Bruce Weber's job status at Kansas State, which is a topic that has heated up over the course of several weeks, but I believe is hotter now than it has been at any other time this season and perhaps any other time over the course of his career with K-State. We'll also have You Can't Be Serious to finish off the show, and a K-State special teams player wins Twitter for today. Details on that coming up at 5:40.
I want to throw out there, the odds are now out for the Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather fight.
Is it happening?
No.
That's what I thought.
Not as of yet, but there's odds out there. You can start betting on it. That the fight must take place before May 31st of 2018, and Floyd Mayweather is a pretty huge favorite.
That doesn't interest me that much. It really doesn't.
I think it's so silly. Because it doesn't make any sense for them to fight, because they're two different complete fights. I mean, they first of all have to figure out what kind of fight it's going to be. Is it going to be mixed martial arts? Is it going to be a boxing match?
Right.
And whichever one it is, it's obviously going to favor one of them.
Conor McGregor is a jerk, and Floyd Mayweather is a criminal. And that's basically all I have to say on that. All right, we're going to start talking about Bruce Weber. And by the way, encourage people to chime in on our poll question, which I think is very telling with how people feel right now, just the overall mood. If you currently believe that Bruce Weber should not be K-State's coach next season, but K-State goes on to make the NCAA tournament this year, which is still very much a possibility, would it change your opinion on Weber's status for next year? Check it out on our Twitter page, at the game KMAN. We've had 303 votes so far. 86% say no, which, again, is very telling about what people are feeling right now. And I understand that social media is not all-encompassing of the K-State fan base, and that's important to remember. And I know that I reference social media a lot in where I get my opinions from, although I do talk to a lot of people around town as well to kind of gauge their feelings. But it's the easiest way to get reactions. And last night there were more reactions to K-State's performance than there usually are, either win or loss. I think that last night worked as the second – It was the second loss that was not, quote-unquote, according to plan. Losing to TCU is not part of the plan. Losing to Iowa State, not part of the plan. Those are good teams, but they're teams that you feel like in year five of this coaching tenure you should be able to beat on your home floor.
I would agree with that. It was according to plan that Iowa State would lose in Manhattan last night. Yeah, that's for sure. But you got to keep in mind, sometimes you got to put aside K-State's performance compared to what the opponent did, because Iowa State, for one, is the most experienced team in the Big 12 and one of the most experienced teams in the country. They start four seniors. Not a lot of teams do that at all. Plus, Iowa State can score the basketball. Their defense is so-so, but when you're without DJ Johnson, your best player, it's really hard to compete with a team like that. And Iowa State showed how hot they can shoot the basketball, and they were white hot in that first half, shooting 61%. That's all I got to say.
After the game, I had actually some really good interactions with fans that are on both sides of this issue. I did hear from some people that are saying that K-State would be making a huge mistake by making a change. I heard from a lot more people, that K-State should make a change regardless of what happens the rest of the season. And I understand that social media, especially Twitter, is extremely black and white, partially just because of the nature of Twitter itself. You are limited to 140 characters whenever you say something, so you do not have the space to be in the middle on something. You have to be 100% committed to what you're saying, or that's how a lot of people treat it. So a lot of people are saying that it cannot possibly get worse for K-State's basketball program. That's not true. it can get worse. Missouri is going to finish this basketball season 7-24. K-State is 16-10. Now, when I say that, and this is very important for people to understand, and I tried to point this out last night, when I say it can get a lot worse than 16-10, I am not, that is not equal to me saying 16-10 should be accepted and applauded by K-State fans for the program. There is a difference there. And when I say K-State can do a lot worse with their coach situation than Bruce Weber, that is not equal to me saying that K-State should not consider making a change in the direction of the program. Those are two things that are that I'm very adamant about. It can get worse. That does not mean that I'm all on board with what is happening right now. And last night was, again, a loss that shifts the tide against him in a pretty sizable way. And as far as what K-State might do about it, look, I haven't heard anything. I don't know what K-State currently is thinking right now. I even mentioned something to just the effect of the fact that K-State is 7-9 in their last 16 Big 12 home games speaks to why Bruce Weber's seat is warm. And I had some people respond, no, his seat isn't warm. It's white hot, and it has been for a couple of seasons. And my response to that is, no, it's not. Or it is. But we don't know, because I am talking about it being warm in the eyes of the people who actually make those decisions. It is not your decision to make. His seat can be white hot to you. That's great. That's fine. But that doesn't mean anything. What is his status with the people who make those decisions? I don't know. I think I was guessing that his seat is warm with John Curry, but I don't know. And we are probably not going to get an answer to that before the end of the season. I don't think that we will anyway. One of the other things that needs to be considered when you're talking about a potential change in the direction of K-State's basketball program is the market. Who are you going to get that is going to be a significant upgrade from Bruce Weber? And this goes right back to what I was just saying about how people are so black and white when they react to these things. I mentioned that online, and I got a lot of responses. Well, we couldn't possibly do any worse. Yes, you could. You could do a lot worse. 16-10 is very frustrating, but you are still talking about a basketball team that has the talent to win at the number one RPI team in the country, a team that has beaten West Virginia at home, beaten Oklahoma State on the road. I mean, they've won 16 games, and winning 16 games is very different than winning 7 games. There are not a lot of hot names out there right now. That's one issue. Another issue is that you are not alone in competing, or you are not alone in hiring a new coach. There are other programs that are going to be making changes. NC State, we just learned today, is going to be one of them, as Mark Gottfried has been fired, but he is going to go ahead and finish out the season. But they're going to be looking. I believe that Tom Crean is probably going to be fired at Indiana after the season. What's the better job, Indiana or K-State? As much as it may be difficult for some people around here to hear, it's the Blue Blood program. It's Indiana. And there are other programs that may have a spot open up that would be favorable to K-State. I don't know. I'm not, you know, I haven't dug real deep into all that yet, and I haven't read all of the blogs on ESPN and everything about what jobs may be opening. But I'm just saying there's going to be competition for a very small market of coaches that you would have complete confidence that they are going to be a significant upgrade for this basketball program. So keep that in mind when you're considering if you think the K-State should be making a change here within the next couple months.
I just want to bring something up real quick before we continue on with the discussion. Dave Lewis, who is our manager here on K-Man, hosts the morning show, also is the PA announcer at K-State men's basketball games and football games. He's on campus right now. I'm not sure exactly what he's doing, but he's been talking with students and everything, and he's heard from multiple people. The reason a lot of students didn't show up because of a boycott of what President Richard Myers released to the open letter to the university website about the KU chance.
Okay, that's dumb.
Exactly.
That is. I'm sorry. I don't want to go full like Colin Cowherd and start, you know, giving out all my hot takes and everything like that, that's dumb. The chance, look, we can get into this maybe in a different segment more in depth, but the chant isn't a great look when KU is playing K-State. It is a terrible look when any other team is playing K-State. Terrible look. You do it just it signals that your opposition to your rival is greater than your actual love for your school. Do not like that at all. But thank you for that information.
So anyway, back to everybody wanting Bruce Weber fired.
Back to what we're talking about. A happier conversation, sure. Yeah. So, Bruce Weber. Mitch, I know that you have some thoughts on this.
Okay, so first of all, let's take a step back a little bit. Let's take a look at what happened 2014 and 15. First of all, it was a pretty shaky recruiting class. It was, Stephen Hurt, mm-hmm. Malik Harris, Trey Harris. They all came in that season, and that was a losing season for K-State. 15-17, 8-10 in Big 12 play. And I remember going through that year, you lose to Pittsburgh by, 23 points in the Maui Invitational. You beat Purdue. That was the only win there. Lose to Tennessee. You lose to Texas Southern. You lose to Georgia. Oklahoma State was a loss. It just seemed like hell in a handbasket with the season. Next season rolls around, 2015 and 2016. And that's the season. It's the first one with all the transfers, a lot of the dismissals. That turns out to be a 17-16 season, but 5-13 in Big 12 play. That was an interesting year where K-State, that was last year, they couldn't beat KU, but they somehow beat number one Oklahoma, and they looked at some aspects to be a better team. But they lost some big games, and they did not win games down the road, even though they did pick up a Big 12 tournament win. Now, this year, K-State is one win away from tying the win total from last season with five games to go in the regular season. They have tied, as for right now, the win total for conference wins, and they have to win one of these games to be one better. I'm just saying there has been improvement. I think where fans are unhappy is, for one, K-State wasn't blowing out teams like they probably should have been early on, and they're losing home games. And another thing is they're not a ranked team. They're not as good as they were with Frank Martin. Fans aren't showing up to the games as much as usual. I think the reason they don't want Bruce Weber there is because it just doesn't have that same feeling as Frank Martin. It's a different, I guess, I know it's a different coach, and the wins aren't coming, but at least there's improvement. At least K-State is getting better as the years go on. And another thing, Bruce Weber he has been so entertaining on the sideline this year. He has been exciting, for one. He kind of reminds me of Frank Martin with his attitude.
Really?
About putting his hands above his head, freaking out with no calls, getting in the face of referees and chewing them out. I love seeing that.
I have some responses to that, and there are more elements of this that I want to get into, and we're gonna get into that after the break on the other side of this commercial break. I will leave this first part of the conversation with this, and this came from Cole Manbeck last night. And it's just one of those things you have to put out there. It's a number, it's a statistic, and it's true, and it's worth considering. Bruce Weber is now 18-31 in Big 12 play over his last three seasons. Jim Wooldridge was 18-30 in league play over his last three seasons at K-State. So virtually the exact same record there over the last three. This K-State program right now is more talented than Jim Wooldridge's was, but if you're one of those people who believes that the team needs to be getting to the tournament at the bare minimum, that really doesn't help your argument that much. We're going to head to our next break. When we come back, more on this, including something that I had to say to a fan tweeting me that fans are being way too hard on Bruce Weber and that it would be a huge mistake. There is a key element to consider about that, and we'll talk about it next on The Game.